I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, June 8th. Well, an online petition has been started urging Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch to help a center that caters to children with special needs. The Change.org petition was launched after it was learned that the city plans to demolish the building that houses the Step 1 Early Intervention Molly Hirschberg Learning Center to make way for a new cultural center for the Massachusetts tribe and a statue of the Three Sisters, an important cultural icon for the tribe. The city-owned building near Squaw Rock on Moon Island Road in Squantum is home to the center run by Aspire Health that caters to about 100 babies and toddlers with developmental needs from Quincy, Randolph, and Milton. Aspire's lease of the building expires this year. The program will be relocated to Aspire's location on Miller Street in West Quincy. But some say that space is inadequate and has no outdoor space. The Molly Hirschberg Center is set to close on June 30th. Aspire says the Miller Street space is much smaller, but has been recently renovated, and they will not have to limit the number of children they serve. It appears as though Rags Tavern in Quincy has been sold. An online post states that Rags on Washington Street in Quincy Point will close this Friday, after over 20 years of serving bar pizza and other fare. The Post says it's the end of an era. It is unclear who purchased Rags or what will become of that space. Asbestos in the original 1925 portion of the Quincy Police Station is forcing a delay in the demolition of that part of the building. Crews say the building will be tented before demolition can proceed to contain the asbestos. Demolition on the newer portion of the building can continue. The Quincy City Council continues to debate a proposal from the administration to purchase the former Eastern Nazarene College property for $22.5 million. Officials say they want assurances that the purchase will not become a financial burden on the city's budget. The proposal remains in the Finance Committee. ENC gave the city until June 15th to close the deal. The Quincy City Clerk's Office is reviewing the signatures of 1,397 people who signed a ballot petition initiative last year, dealing with the salaries for the mayor and city councilors. The clerk wants to make sure that they're following the instructions of a Norfolk Superior Court judge who ruled that the printed names on that petition should have been counted. The city has until June 18th to report the results of the signature review. Quincy City Council will hold two more budget review meetings this week as they continue to examine the mayor's proposed $492 million spending plan for the fiscal year that begins on July 1st. Councilors have cut almost $445,000 after three meetings as they search for cost savings, including the elimination of the Emergency Management Department. City Council President Ann Mahoney says councilors are keeping the city's $1.8 billion of debt in mind as they examine each spending item. The Finance Committee will continue its budget review this Wednesday and Thursday at 7:30 at City Hall, with the final budget hearing scheduled for June 17th at 7:30. Well, it's high school graduation week in Quincy this week. The class of 2026 from Quincy and North Quincy High Schools will graduate today and tomorrow. Today, commencement ceremonies will be held for North Quincy High School at Veterans Memorial Stadium at 6 p.m. And then Quincy High will graduate its seniors tomorrow night at 6 at the stadium. The gates open at 5 for both ceremonies. There are no tickets required and no limit on guests. Accessible parking is available at the stadium. And both ceremonies will be carried live right here on QATV, channels 8 and 1072, and on QATV.org. State leaders are making decisions about allowing restaurants and bars to stay open later in Massachusetts. Last week, the House passed a bill that would allow cities and towns to opt into a plan to create public alcohol consumption zones. and extend last call by 1 hour, as late as 3 a.m. Governor Healey has stated she will support the measure if it reaches her desk. The extended hours are intended to accommodate the World Cup's late games, some of which start at midnight on the East Coast. The measure would only last until July 31st. The Senate's expected to bring up the measure today. Senate President Karen Spilka has indicated she might take steps to allow certain communities to bring back happy hour, which Massachusetts banned in 1984 to curb excessive drinking and drunk driving accidents. Spilka is scheduled to address business owners at the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce event on Thursday. The temporary extended bar hours legislation, if passed by the Senate, would remain in effect until July 31st. The number of annual opioid-related overdose fatalities fell below 1,000 for the first time in more than a decade last year, according to state health officials, marking a significant improvement since Massachusetts broke a devastating record just a few years ago. There were 978 confirmed and estimated opioid-related overdose deaths among Massachusetts residents last year, according to the state health department, representing a nearly 27% decrease over the 1,336 deaths in 2024, which also saw a sharp drop in fatal overdoses. The DPH says the declining trend mirrors data unfolding nationally. A 2024 law expanded access to overdose reversal drugs like naloxone, installed liability protections for providers and organizations offering drug checking services, and established licensure for recovery coaches. The law did not include a Senate-backed provision to legalize supervised injection sites, and proposals to do so this session are before the House and Senate Ways and Means Committees. Overdose deaths, which claim more than 2,000 lives annually between 2016 and 2023, reached a record high of 2,364 in 2022. Last time Massachusetts recorded less than 1,000 overdose fatalities was in 2013, when the opioid epidemic claimed the lives of 992 Bay Staters. The DPH says it's still analyzing the latest data and will release more insights later this summer about how the decrease is reflected across Massachusetts communities. Well, the National Park Service has ordered the removal of three quotes at the Bunker Hill Monument in Boston commemorating a Revolutionary War battle because they have run afoul of President Trump's policy seeking to scrub, quotes, corrosive ideology from federal institutions. It's according to three people familiar with the matter who spoke on condition of anonymity. The site includes panels with quotes from historic figures or writings that reflect on the 200-year-old monument. A visitor at the site complained to park staff about a quote related to women's suffrage as being, quote, woke feminist ideology, according to the people familiar with the issue. That prompted a wider review of material at the site that ultimately led the agency to order the removal of the three quotes in time for the 251st anniversary of the monument on June 17th. Katie Martin, a spokesperson for the Interior Department, which oversees the Park Service, responded to questions about the removal order by calling it a, quote, routine exhibit refresh. The monument commemorates the Battle of Bunker Hill, first major battle between revolutionary forces and the British Army, roughly 2 months after the start of the Revolutionary War. While British forces won, they suffered heavy casualties, with roughly 1,000 killed or wounded. The quotes ordered to be removed include one from a 1971 anti-war editorial by Vietnam War veterans Arthur Johnson and Bester Cram. Trump issued an executive order last year directing the Interior Department to eliminate information that reflects a corrosive ideology that is critical of historic Americans or events. National Park Service officials have broadly interpreted that directive to apply to information on racism, sexism, slavery, gay rights, or the persecution of indigenous people. Well, there is a new way to get your steps in without leaving the Boston area. a new urban hiking trail lets you travel along a more than 90-mile route and take in some of the area's most historic and scenic locations. The new Boston Boundless Trail is a 90.9-mile long loop that features 100 green spaces around the perimeter of the city, including the Quincy Quarries Reservation, where trail creator Miles Howard showed off some of his favorite stops. Maps and directions for the new trail were launched online on Saturday. You can go to bostontrails.org. All of the trails are accessible by public transit. Check of business news this morning, and stocks sank. The Dow down 695 points. The NASDAQ dropped 1,121 points on Friday, and the S&P fell 200. Asian shares skidded today after worries about big tech investments and rising odds for an interest rate hike gave U.S. stocks their worst day since October. The dollar rose, the euro was up, oil at $97 a barrel. Sports, the Yankees beat the Red Sox 6-1. Sox are off to Tampa Bay for a series with the Rays beginning tonight at 6:40. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, partly sunny with a high of 79 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low 53. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, high of 88. On Wednesday, hazy sunshine, maybe an afternoon shower, high Wednesday 87. And afternoon showers possible Thursday, high 88. For the boater today, waves a couple of feet and winds north at 10, becoming easterly later today. High tide 6:07 p.m. Sunrise 5:07, sets at 8:18. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Monday, June 8th.